episode 101, go forth with your eyes wide open.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Is it in yours? Hello! Yes, today is your day. It's a day to just feel awesome about who you are. And today, we are going to just give you some extra secret sauce to keep going through your day and just to really feel inspired about where you are going. Thank you so much for taking the time just to tune in and chat with me. It truly is an honor and it warms my heartstrings to know that you are out there and that you are going forth every day and you are impacting people on what you do and you are becoming an amazing role model. Thank you so much for joining the revolution of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Let's jump right on in. Rachel Ray, most of you all know her. She's a pretty prominent figure. And she said this, work hard, laugh when you feel like crying, keep an open mind, open eyes, and an open spirit. And I was like, oh yeah, I like that, the open eyes. It's so easy to hide behind your second nature habits, isn't it? You know, those day-to-day duties that you have to do. You know, like when you get up to bed, you know, from out of your bed, you just go and you know exactly what you're going to do next. You don't even have to think about it. You just do it, right? You end up maybe brushing your teeth or maybe you do mouthwash and then brush your teeth. Then maybe you go to the bathroom and then you come back and you already have your clothes laid out. And you have this whole kind of ritual routine that you go through in the morning. Even the second nature habits, you know, your job, you hide behind those things. Even your struggles, you know, the oh, woe's me or, oh, man, this is happening to me. And, you know, and you just hide behind that. You forget to look for the rainbows. You forget to look for that beautiful golden pot. Wouldn't you like a pot of gold? Yeah, we all would. But now, and I'm not talking about money necessarily. Yes, I would love if money would grow on trees. I can remember. You're going to laugh at me on this one. I can remember when I learned that this tree was called a money tree and it looked like, you know, coins and they're a little bit kind of an iridescent. And I remember when I was real small and my dad would say, yeah, honey, that's a money tree. And I'm like, that's a money tree? Cool. You know, and I was like, okay, well then what if I just pick him off? And I can remember at one point in my life, when I was younger, I did pick him off and realize that they weren't money. I was told, no. The money tree, it's just because of what it shows. And, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have the money tree? But that's really not the rainbow that I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the rainbow of opportunities, the rainbow of your life. Looking to see, because you're listening here going, you know, I kind of want something more, right? You know that there's a purpose and you're not really sure what 100% your purpose is. Maybe you do and you just continually want more direction. You want to have that motivation and inspiration. You want to continue to have that purpose. So you come here and you're like, I can do this. I didn't feel like it I could an hour ago, but I do now. And that is fantastic. It's those rainbows that we're looking for. But you see, what happens is we put our blinders on. Now, if you listen to an episode way back when, okay, it wasn't too far ago. In fact, it was just last week and it was episode 95, Run Your Own Race. And it's talking about there to run with blinders on, okay, to lead with blinders. But the problem is, okay, it's kind of one of those, you know, dual-edged swords here that can get you, is that what happens is your blinders are limiting you to what has been, not what could be. And those could be are those opportunities, those little glistens, those sparkles, those the speckles of joy that actually gives you a reason to keep being on purpose. But no, we left those second nature habits and our day-to-day duties and just being a mom and just being a wife and just being a significant other that, we lose it all. And so our rainbows just kind of disintegrate in front of us and they become muted in colors and not bright and vibrant. Well, today I want to challenge you, yes I do, to walk around with your eyes wide open. Now, I don't mean physically, because that will increase wrinkles, you know, in some areas. You don't need to increase the 11 lines between your eyes, right? I have those so much. They are so deep ingrained. I don't know why, but we don't need to increase wrinkles, right? We need to increase cuteness. We need to increase hotness. We need to increase our power to develop ourselves from the inside out so that we can sparkle from the outside in. Ooh, does that not just give you tingles? It gives me tingles of joy. I love that. Absolutely love that. So I want you to walk around today with your eyes wide open. I want you to be aware who is around you. You're like, what? Yeah, seriously. If I was to ask you right now, okay, because whenever you're listening to me, okay, if I just asked you in the last hour, okay, who have you seen in that last hour? And I would want you to name every single face, even if you didn't know their name. You could put a Starbucks waiter. And you would put the guy at the toll booth. And then you would write, okay, so if you could list all of who you saw, whether it's by name or by what they did and all that, most of us could not do that. Why? Why? Because we are operating our lives with our eyes closed and blinders on. You see, our eyes need to be open with blinders on so we can go forth and see the rainbows that God has before you. I want you to be aware of the thoughts that cross your mind. Yeah, did you know that the thoughts, okay, well, maybe you could say this is my belief, but I believe that there's a lot of things that happen, and there's a reason why thoughts cross your mind, okay? Maybe it's to teach you something. Maybe it's something deeper within. Maybe it's something someone said that triggered it, okay? You're having those thoughts for a reason of some form or fashion. Do you really pay attention to them? Okay. Now, I'm not saying dwell on them, especially remember the elephants. Yeah, we don't want the elephant thoughts where they're just weighing so heavy on us and they're tearing us up from the inside out. We'll never be able to sparkle from the outside in. So in that regard, you got to be careful, but you need to really be aware of the thoughts that cross your mind. What about the cars that pass you by? Okay. I'm sitting here telling you to be observant, to be open to the world and the things and what's happening around you. Not walking around with your head in the sand, with those blinders on and your eyes so tightly shut that all you are is operating under habitual. You're becoming a habitual creature. God did not want you to be an actual habitual creature. Yeah, habits are good when we develop good habits, but it's when we lock ourselves down into the negative and the deep, yucky habits that slow us down. And I'm here to tell you that you need to keep an open mind, open eyes, and an open spirit, like Rachel Ray said. The way you feel in your mind, body, and spirit, yeah, be aware of those feelings that you have, the emotions that carry you. And of course, you know I'm going to push you to journaling, because if you write it, you know, actually write it out, other things will come to your mind, okay? Be aware of those. Go forth with your eyes wide open. Now, I got to tell you this. This is going to take some energy, okay? And maybe by the end of the day, you're going to be a little bit drained, not necessarily because you're physically exhausted, but mentally you've thought about this. You know, you think about how many things you see on the TV. If you were to write down everything that you saw on the TV, oh my gosh, it would be astronomically amazing how much information is thrown at you. Okay. I know I've shared that stat with you before, you know, that we're getting thrown about 32 plus, you know, gigs at us a day. I mean, talk about crazy. We're not a computer. Yet sometimes I think we're treated that way and we treat others that way. And what happens when we begin to treat ourselves that way? We are walking with our eyes closed and we're missing those rainbows. I don't want you to miss those rainbows. You are too precious to miss the rainbows in front of you. So I want you to go forth today with your eyes open. I want you to see the love, hope, and faith of life before you. Because God gives you that. And I want you to have an amazing day. I want you to go out with just this light load. Remember, you're from the inside out so you can sparkle from the outside in. you got to be able to see those rainbows. Because if not, you really don't want to go through the drudgery day all by yourself, do you? So go forth with your wise eyes wide open and smile too, because you look absolutely adorable when you smile. And those are good wrinkles to have. I'm just saying. All right. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Make today an amazing day, okay? Go out. Remember, what are we doing? Eyes open. Okay, not the wrinkles though. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Love, blessings, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.